Good afternoon, it's Annika Rice. Well, here I am, living proof of the desperate straits the BBC have got themselves into. Actually, Gloria's away this afternoon. She's having a well-deserved break. And I've been let loose in this studio, which it looks rather like the cockpit of a 747. Well, to be honest, there's one rather sad little record deck, and all the woofers and tweeters have got coffee stains on them, but I'll cope. Well, you have to, don't you? Seriously, though, it's great to be sitting in the chair today. Hope you enjoy the next hour and a half. My guests this afternoon are my younger brother, and a couple of fighting cocks. I'll explain later. In the meantime, Paul Simon is with Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
That was Paul Simon. Let me tell you what's happening in the programme today. Tim Rice will be dropping in shortly, and I'll be talking to Carol Burton and Donald MacDonald, who will be taking part in the boat race tomorrow. And I must say, it's great to be sitting here at the old BBC. Wonder who else uses this studio. Oh, here's a clue. Someone's carved TW loves GH. It's in a little heart. I wonder what that means. Answers on a stamped address postcard, please, to... Well, perhaps not. Might get a bit out of hand, this. Apparently this studio is the one designated for guest presenters like myself. Vast sums of money have been spent on making it conducive to cosy chat. Very homely atmosphere here. It's bright red and black. Actually, it is very cosy. It's wonderful not to have any television cameras zooming in. Just me, microphone sticking in my face and a great pile of black plastic. All right, I'll come clean. I'm not exactly on my own. There's Paul and Fred. Hello, Paul and Fred. They're the engineers. They're sitting behind a great glass partition. They're on hand in case I bodge it up. And they'll be the ones that untie me from the seat at 3:30. Let me get back to the helicopter and the BBC car park. We've actually worked out some pretty good hand signals. That all happened about 5 minutes ago before we went on the air. If I put my hand straight up in the air, it means, help, can I go home now, please? If I wave it about, it's, can you play 10 records on the trot? My mind's gone blank. If you've gone away for Easter, hope you've managed to get wherever it was you had to get to. The traffic out of London yesterday was unbelievable. I expect the roads will be pretty solid today. I hope you're not stuck in a traffic jam listening to this. Or maybe I hope you are, because at least I know you're concentrating. If you are, here's one specially for you, James Taylor, Every Day.